Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, hey, let's check in here. It's the start of the NFL season tonight. Packers and Bears gets things going. We're excited. You got the Canes on Saturday. You got the Dolphins on Sunday. So this is an action-packed weekend, okay? And Hollywood Taylor chiming in with us here on the phone. You hear us okay, Joy?
I can't hear because
no.
I have...
No, I hear you terrible. Here, I'm going to put you back on hold here. Okay, Steven, let's try and figure that out. You could redial her up again. No, I don't hear you good.
It's LA phone towers.
She's got like a ball gag in her mouth. I can't understand anything. I like that, though. Hey, can I hear you? So we'll get her back on. Tonight, though, I know the Bears are a 3-point favorite tonight against the Packers, and... there's a lot of hype around the Bears this year, okay? It really, it feels like that year where they went to the Super Bowl, they lost to the Colts when Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl with the Colts, and it's like they had the awesome defense, but Rex Grossman couldn't take that offense anywhere. It feels a lot like that for the Bears this year. Now, I think Mitchell Trubisky is going to wind up being a pretty good quarterback.
But that's
okay?
The problem is we don't know.
Right.
That's the big wild card with the Bears. Everyone, you're right. I feel like everyone is very high on the Bears this season. Now, given they have a monster defense, and I think everybody feels very confident in their defense. But who is Mitchell Trubisky really? And he's certainly showing some signs that he may be great, but we don't know that yet.
Well, you remember they took him really high a couple years ago. It was like exact Daniel Jones situation where there were other quarterbacks on the board. Giants surprised everyone. They took Daniel Jones. It was like the same thing with Mitchell Trubisky, who I think was like number 4 that year. There were other quarterbacks, and it's like boom, they took Trubisky early. All right, let's try again with Hollywood Taylor here. You hear us okay?
I don't know. Can you hear me okay?
That's a little bit. See, that's better. You sounded like you had a ball gag in your mouth last time I tried to. Talk with you, but you sound a little bit better here. All right, very good. What are you on your way into the studios?
I have terrible service out here. I'm here on the line right now. I just left the Hard meeting.
Oh, well, what takes place in the Hard meet? Let's hear that. What takes place in that meeting?
Well, Colin has a pretty long meeting every morning, so we basically just go down the rundown of the show, go over stories.
Oh, that's not going to work. Wait, Steve, here, go talk to Joy, Steve, because it's going to make me mental, all right? You could say one of two things to her, okay? You could either ask her...
They don't have a landline at Fox?
Yeah, either ask her if she can get to a landline, okay? Ask her if she can get to a landline, or, maybe we could try again tomorrow, because that's going to make me nuts.
They have those big fancy budgets over where she works.
Yeah, seriously.
She's got to have a phone, right?
God knows what Rupert Murdoch and Fox are paying her, okay?
I can only imagine.
You can't get me a hard line.
I would imagine it's a little better than when she was sitting in this chair.
Come on.
A little bit.
So, I love her, but it's gonna make me nuts. Are we trying again? You want me to try her again? Is that what we're doing here?
Oh, well, yeah. She says where she's standing right now. She sounded good.
All right.
So
hold on.
She stays there.
All right.
Joy, don't move.
let me hear you talk right now.
Hello, Zach. Hello,
oh, don't move. Don't move. Stay right there. Don't move. Like, don't even cock your head. Don't even move anything, okay? All right,
okay.
You good? Okay, anyway.
I'm good.
So what goes on in this meeting? Like, Colin runs down a bunch of the topics. Let me guess, you'll talk about the Cowboys today a little bit?
Yeah, it'll be Cowboys, some Aaron Rodgers stuff. I'm sure we'll talk about the Browns, Jared Goff, get ready for tonight's game.
I'm curious, what time do you have to be there now with the show?
I mean, she's there 3 hours early, right?
I get in at 6:30.
Okay.
God, that's
and
so much
And does Colin
than
get
before.
In at the same time?
He gets in a little bit before, but yeah, basically, like, I have to go to hair and makeup, so which takes like an hour, so I get in a little earlier.
Okay, all right. You want to do some big deal, not a big deal with us, NFL style?
Let's do it.
Steve, give me some big deal, not a big deal music. Let's go, man. Oh, yes. Joy, you get goosebumps when you hear this music, because you know it's big deal, not a big deal time, right?
It's so good. How do you play this again?
I'm going to give you a topic, okay? And you're going to tell me if it's a big deal or if it's not a big deal and why.
Got it. I remember now.
Okay. Big deal, not a big deal. Jerry Jones says that he's $100 million lighter in his pocket because of the Ezekiel Elliott deal.
Not a big deal. As we know, Jerry likes to tell the jokes. He likes to get a good laugh. Jerry is not lighter because of Ezekiel Elliott. That was money that was already aside. It's not coming out of Jerry Jones' pocket. It's not that dramatic. Not a big deal.
Well, see, that's the part that's weird to me, because he's talking about how he's like $100 million lighter. There's a salary cap.
Yep.
Like, he didn't spend $100 million more than he would have spent otherwise. There's a salary cap, and he's spending up to it no matter what.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not coming out of his pocket. It was already out of his pocket. It never existed in his pocket to begin with.
All right, so that's not a big deal?
Not a big deal.
Amber, put her down for not a big deal.
Got it.
All right. Big deal, not a big deal. Antonio Brown has to make a big thing out of every little thing. Big deal or not a big deal?
I'm going to say not a big deal, because that's what Antonio Brown does. Like, he's who he is, and nothing he does should be surprising to anyone, especially the Raiders at this point. I think that, you know, obviously he became this in Pittsburgh, and I put that on Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger. Antonio Brown's still the top three, you know, whatever you prefer, best or in the top three receivers in the league. And he's the best player that the Raiders have. So they made the decision to trade for him, knowing exactly who he was. Once you know who someone is, you can't get mad at them for being who they are. Like, that, it doesn't make sense to me that people want to draft someone and that acts exactly how Antonio Brown acts, and then, like, they get him in Oakland and they're like, oh, I don't understand. Why is he doing this? This is exactly who he is. I mean, I don't love that he posted the letter with the fines and stuff, but also, like, it doesn't shock me. Nothing he does shocks me anymore.
Okay.
And I still think he's going to have a great season, but it's not a big deal.
It always reminds me of Ozzie Guillen, where the Marlins hired Ozzie Guillen, and then they got mad that he was Ozzie Guillen. Like, can you believe Ozzie Guillen said that? Uh-huh. Well, yeah, he's Ozzie Guillen. Like, that's what you hired him. Okay, so we got you down for another not a big deal, right?
Not a big deal.
All right, Amber, mark her down another not a big deal. All right, big deal, not a big deal. The Dolphins are very clearly and openly tanking this coming season.
Biggest deal ever. Big deal, definitely. I hate it. I hate when teams tank in any sport. I don't understand, and I'm still looking for someone to give me a logical answer as to how creating a losing culture will help you win. It makes no sense to me. I don't think this is Brian Flores' decision, and it's certainly not the decision of the players to tank. Coaches and players don't tank. It doesn't make sense. It goes against everything that they do for a living, and especially for coaches. Coaches then have to take that tanking record on with them throughout their career and find a way to explain it. I had Hugh Jackson on the podcast this week, and he's kind of the best person to talk about it, and he just, like, he was in that same situation. I don't think that Hugh Jackson it is a bad coach. He's in a bad situation. So whether he was a good coach or a bad coach, he never had a chance anyway. Once the front office decides to tank, it's not up to the players or the coaches to figure it out, because they've been put in a situation where they can't figure it out. It's bad for fans. It's bad for the organization. It's bad for players. It's bad for coaches. It's bad for the city. It sucks. There's no explanation for it that makes any sense. You can't destroy an organization and then have everyone in the organization understand that losing is going to be accepted. And then next year, all of a sudden, be like, yeah, we're now a championship-winning organization. It does not make sense. Losing is a mentality. It's an energy. And if you accept it at all, it's always going to be the case. I don't care about getting a top quarterback. Be aggressive in the draft. I don't believe in hoarding draft picks. Half the draft picks are bust anyway. And nothing that the Dolphins have done in the last 20 years would lend me to any kind of belief that they're all of a sudden going to figure out how to make all this work. So I hate it. It is a big deal. I believe in Brian Flores, but I think he's been put in an impossible situation, and that sucks. I don't care about Tua or getting the guy. We've had high draft picks before and have not gotten a quarterback. So it sucks. Like, it's definitely a big deal. I hate it.
All right, so finally here, big deal, not a big deal. Hollywood Taylor not believing in hoarding draft picks.
I don't think it's a big deal because I feel like everyone should know that by now. What is this? What is it? So you have all these draft picks, and then you do what with them?
You pick good players.
You're making Zaslow mental right now with your take. I know you are. You're driving Zaslow crazy.
In theory, yes. I mean, that would be wonderful if teams could just go pick good players. But if you look at the history of the draft, if you look at players outside of the top 15 players in the first round, it's a crapshoot. Antonio Brown was drafted in the sixth round. Tom Brady was drafted in the sixth round. My brother went in the third round. Dak Prescott went in the fourth round. Like, nobody knows. You do your best evaluation and then guess. Like, that's what it is. Sometimes, how hard is it to pick a top
I understand, Tom.
In the draft, anyone could do that. I could do that. And I hate even being that happy person. I could do the draft. I could do the top five picks in the draft.
You cannot do the draft, okay? You cannot do the draft. Don't say that. You cannot do the draft.
Yes, I can.
You cannot do the draft.
I can sit in a room with a team of scouts and evaluators and pick the top five picks in the draft. Is there ever like a shock of who the top five picks in the draft are? Maybe where they go. But it is what it is. You know who the top picks in the draft are going to be. But you're not hoarding the top picks in the draft. Well, who cares? You got 15 third-round picks. What does that mean?
You trade those picks, you can get the number one pick, and you get a quarterback finally.
You're going to be terrible anyway. Be aggressive.
It's not a guarantee.
This is the situation. This is how I feel, all right? This is how I feel. It's bigger than just having draft picks and getting the guy. You can get the guy, and if you have a terribly run organization where you walk around the building and everyone's just living with this dark cloud of losing over them, the way that you practice isn't the right way, the way that you evaluate everyone isn't the right way, like nothing's done the right way. There's a reason why the Patriots are the most winning organization in sports over the past 20 years.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
A system and a culture. And Bill Belichick. Tom Brady doesn't evaluate the defense. He doesn't put together the offensive line. Yes, there's a connection between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Yes, Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback that has ever lived. Fine. But Bill Belichick is also probably the best coach that's ever lived. There is a combination of situations, but it's a culture there. It's a system. What are the Dolphins? What are they? I'm supposed to believe because you got 40 picks that all of a sudden next year we're going to be Super Bowl bound?
God, you're so Hollywood now. You're so Hollywood. Listen
it makes
to you.
No sense. It makes no sense.
So Hollywood.
You have to build a culture. And you're basically saying we're totally okay with being the worst team in the league. And next year, all of a sudden, because we've got Tua, he's going to walk into a situation that what? Is it a positive situation? Does he have any other pieces around him? Nobody knows.
Yeah, but they're not trying. I mean, the argument that they're not trying to lose. The guys on the field are always trying to win, and the coaching staff is trying to win. And they're just not going to have the talent in order to do that. But because they're trying to win, they're not creating that culture.
I totally agree with you. Coaches and players are never trying to tank. But when organizations decide we are okay with losing, you put a black cloud over the situation and the system, and you just demolish any kind of culture that you have built.
Black cloud
it's
sucks.
More than just players.
Black cloud sucks.
Black cloud sucks.
Black
yes,
cloud sucks.
They do.
Yeah, black cloud sucks. I agree. All right, Hollywood. What's the lead story today? What are you starting off your show with today?
I'm sure it probably has something to do with Ezekiel Elliott that he hasn't talked
it's
to Jerry.
Always,
but
always,
sure.
it's
always Cowboys. Oh, it's so good.
I mean, national stuff is different, you know?
I know.
And people, the one thing about the Cowboys is you either hate the Cowboys or you love them. There's no middle ground with them. Congrats on the new studios, by the way. It's very exciting. I'm very happy for you guys that you no longer have to talk into microphones that have boogers all over them.
Oh, thank the good Lord, right,
it's
Joy?
It's so nice. Thank you.
I mean, thank baby Jesus.
And you get to see sun.
I know. And Amber already says, I'm aging backwards. I'm like Benjamin Buttons now.
I mean, yeah, it's when you're like in a vampire hole for 4 hours and then you come out and you got to adjust to the sunlight. It's nice. You got windows, fresh yep. air.
Yep. Well, and now he's sleeping with the new there. Time change. So it's a whole new Zaslow over here. He looks like he's 42 now instead of 72. We're going the right direction.
Glad you found that so funny. All right. All right, Hollywood, take it easy. Good talking to you. We love you here.
All right. Miss you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.